We're doing our class on Sefer Amidot. We're up to the second chapter of the Sha'ar Hada'at. HaKochot Shem Bateva Einam Bilti Al Inyanim Chomri'in Ki En Koach HaTeva Memuneh Rak Al Dvarim HaNogim Baguf Lo Li Dvarim HaNogim El HaNefashot Ki Im Lo Ilmad Velo Yitpalel Gam Shanim Rabot Lo Yergish Bateva Lo Ravon Velo Tzim'on Velo Rifion. Okay, this is a long run-on sentence. It's almost a whole paragraph long, so we'll break it down. HaKochot Shem Bateva, we said there are different things that affect us in life. We said there are three things, if we break it down, there are three things that affect us: our nature, our habit, our intellect. So when it comes to our nature, he said you have to understand that it will not affect things that are not physical. Because the impetus for action that we call our nature, well, that only affects things that are physical. It doesn't affect things that are spiritual. Let's say a guy doesn't learn Torah, and he doesn't daven for many years. He goes into spiritual hibernation. 20 years and he hasn't cracked open a sefer. Yeah, you guys probably can't imagine that such a thing could happen, right? But believe it or not, it happens. Lo yergish bateva, lo reavon, velo tzimon, velo rifyon. His nature won't bug him. It's not his nature that will drive him to change. He won't suddenly feel hungry just because he hasn't davened. He won't suddenly feel thirsty just because he hasn't learned Torah. He won't suddenly feel weak. So we said the nature that's within a person is one drive to action, but it only drives us to act with regard to the physical. Ki be'emet ishrit nafsho mikol v'chol, a person could completely corrupt his soul, asher im haya asirit mizeh begufo, that if he do a tenth of this harm to his body, haya magish tzar uchev gadol, he'd feel really, he'd be in big pain. When it comes to a person's soul, a person could be delivering to himself lethal blows to his soul, and his nature is just hunky-dory. He's jogging every morning, he's eating right, he's sleeping right, he feels perfect. As the verse says in Jeremiah, Akov alev mikol ve'anushu, the soul, his heart is so twisted. It's a, like it's a, in Hebrew we call it al eres devai. He's wavering on the verge of spiritual death. Mi yedaenu, but who knows? You look at him, he seems all healthy, everything's fine. Ani Hashem choker lev, God says, I seek out the hearts. So when we're talking about the internal force that we call our nature does not impact the spiritual part of our being. But rather, the nature affects the physical needs of man. Omnam da, but I want you to know, gam ki amanu ken chelek bateva v'lo nachala ba'arkava al inyanei ha'nefesh, even though we said that our nature has no portion when it comes to our soul, en ha'kavana rak lomar ki le'etiv el ha'nefesh lo yada ha'teva, all we mean to say is that our nature does not know how to do anything good for our soul. But when it comes to harming and destroying our soul, then our nature has the capacity to bash and destroy all the vessels of glory that are hidden within our soul. Because if a person goes after his natural desires, his natural inclinations, the nature that is oh so connected to the physical part of the human being, oh, what a powerful sentence. Wow. Everything that God says is disgusting. Everything that God says He hates, well, our nature loves. Look at that. Why? We came here just to read that sentence. Everything that the Torah hates, everything that God says is disgusting and He loathes, our nature is to love. It's interesting because we have to understand we're talking about a giant here. The Magen Midubna was sent letters by the Gra that he has to come visit him. That he needs a conversation with the Magen Midubna. The Gra I held the Magen Midovna to be a great friend of his. And at the bottom of the letter we find a note by the Graz son where he says, "Believe me, if my father says he must see you, you know he doesn't use words lightly. He must see you. Come by." We have two such letters where the Graz is begging the Magen Midovna to visit him. So this is a giant whose work we're reading. It's interesting that there's a machlokes. There was a machlokes at the turn of the century when it comes to Mishkav Zohar, those men who run after other men. So there was a machlokes. Is that within a human being's nature? Or is it something like smoking, like other things that people do, that after a person's tried it once or twice, then he could be attracted to it? Are people attracted to it by their nature or not? If we read this line and take it simply, so he's saying, oh, it's natural, every person. God says it's disgusting, then our nature says, I like it. That's what we just said. So he said, even though I told you that the nature of the human being, although it drives the human being to do things that are important, as we learned last time, it drives us to eat, to sleep, to drink, things that are important in order to live, but it will also drive a person to anything that God hates. And the more disgusting the Torah says a certain action is, the more sweet it is to our nature, says the Magid Midovna. As the verse says, "Mayim ginuvim yimtaku velechem satarim yin am." Stolen waters are sweeter, and bread that has to be eaten in hiding is more pleasant. And this stems from the cunning of our desire. Ki yavia l'adam chitzei shnunim megachlei otamim ve'omer metzachek ani ve'zeh yachshaveh lo ohev lo umbakesh tovato ve'yoreu al charitzut v'hishtadlut limol mal v'shem uv'torato. The Yetzer shoots his arrows and he keeps saying, "I'm joking." And a person thinks that his Yetzer, his desire, is really his good friend. He's seeking out for his benefit. And the Yetzer arouses a person to deal with alacrity and to work studiously to rebel against God. Till a person suddenly realizes, "Hey, wait a second, what have I been doing? I've been waking up at 4 in the morning to follow the stock market. I've been staying up till 10 o'clock at night to see the Olympics. What's wrong with me?" But when he's doing it, he has all kinds of reasons. "Well, it'll encourage me to be fit. It'll, you got to make a parnasa in life." So someone smart, he realizes where things are headed. He weighs every matter. And he thinks and says to himself, "Maybe he's just giving me smooth talk where he'll ultimately destroy me." And someone already wrote on the Mishnah where Yehuda ben Tema taught, be bold as a leopard, light as an eagle, run like a deer, brave like a lion, to do the will of your father in heaven. That's the Mishnah. That in the Medrash we're taught about the deer's nature. The deer, as he runs forward, he looks back. He's always looking over his shoulder. He's always checking, are they still on my tail? Am I still being chased? So too, a person, as he's plowing forward in life, he has to look back. A person should never let time pass where he's working very hard and he hasn't had a time to reflect. He doesn't look back. That's why the Mishnah says, run like a deer. Maybe it's his desire that's chasing after him. Sometimes we think we're doing the greatest mitzvah. The key in life, one of the keys in life, is to be able to pause, look back, and ask yourself, wait a second, what am I running from? Where am I running to? So what we started seeing today in the second chapter, we started seeing the idea that our nature drives us to do things that are important. Last time we saw that nature doesn't know boundaries. Our nature is not going to tell us, stop eating, it's not good for you, don't have too much sugar. Our nature drives us to do things that are important, but our nature knows no moderation. And this time, in the second chapter, we learned that our nature affects the physical parts of life. You will not find a natural urge to do things that are spiritual, but rather quite the contrary. one's own nature can drive him to destroy everything spiritual, and one's nature is naturally attracted to that which the Torah revolts. We ended with the thought that a person should be like the deer, that when he's running, he should always stop and look back and ask himself, where am I running from? Where am I running to? Maybe I'm being chased by the Yetzer. Yes.